Okay, if you were on the highway, where would you get on and off? I mean, what would you call the places where you would get on and off?
A ramp.
Mm-hmm. Is there any descriptive type, you know, would you call it entrance ramp or an exit ramp or an egress ramp?
No, I'd probably call it an entrance ramp and exit ramp.
Okay. Are there any other roads in town that can be entered or left to special places?
We have a crosstown expressway that has a ramp system like that.
But are there any, say, roads that you have to, well, I know there's one out there because I got a plan out the other day that it's like a bridge type. It's not a bridge. They call it some kind of Davis.
Davis Island Bridge?
Well, it's like you get on it and you screwed up and you go in the wrong direction, you have to go all the way to the other end. Was the causeway?
Courtney Campbell Causeway?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that would
Yeah, that would have an entrance and an exit. Though you could turn around, you're not supposed to, I think, on it. If you could find a place off the road where you wouldn't fall into the water, you could turn around.
That's true. Okay. Okay, what would be some of the streets, say main streets in the city that would be associated with certain groups of people? Like in Atlanta, 10th Street's where all, used to be where all the freaks hung out. Are there any main streets in Tampa that, you know, I live on 6th Avenue and everybody says, freaks, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, Tampa's a strange place in that regard. I can't make any identification that way.
Okay. Would there be any street in Tampa that would be associated with a certain neighborhood? Like if you said...
7th Avenue would be associated with Ybor City. Davis Boulevard would be associated with Davis Island.
Mm-hmm.
Two that come to mind.
Okay.
Bayshore Boulevard. There are exclusive old homes along Bayshore Boulevard, so that might be.
If you could find a place off the road,
what type of architecture they have as far? I mean, it's not a southern type mansion thing, you know.
It's a little bit of everything. Florida boomtime architecture, and then the more modern, I don't know what it is.
Your basic concrete
block houses, yeah.
Okay. Would there be any, like, neighborhood streets that would be associated with a particular group of people?
No.
Okay. Okay, if you were on, a small street, you have to wait for the train to pass. What are those places called where the tracks go over the road?
Railroad crossing.
Okay. There was a place where the highway went over the road, and you're telling somebody, just giving somebody directions. What would you call that place where the road went over?
Overpass.
Okay. Okay, how would you usually park your car in on a neighborhood street?
I'd park it off to the side of the street.
Mm-hmm. What would you call it kind of parking? Did you have to pull up alongside the curb?
I don't know. I don't have a term for that.
Okay. Would you ever call it like parallel parking?
I guess you could. Yeah, that's what they call it when you learn to do it.
Yeah, you come over and bust the bumpers. Yeah. Okay. What would you call the outlets where fire hoses are connected?
Fire hydrants.
Okay. Okay. What type of parking would be done at like a shopping center?
Slant parking and parking spaces.
Mm-hmm.